If you hammer it, screw it, fasten it, tighten it, cut it, seal it, bend it, solder it, or just want to know how, you're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Boy, you're in the right place today because we've got a panel of experts. You won't get all the Rosies. I don't know. I got to go look that up. I'll get back to you. We've got the experts here that can answer your question regardless where you live in the state of Arizona. We've got Rosie Certified Remodeling Contractors in studio today from Sedona, Diamond Sky Construction, from Tucson, Assurance Builders, and from Prescott Renovations, Mr. Tom Riley. We appreciate y'all all joining us here. We're having a conversation to benefit you, the Arizona homeowner, because we know remodeling activity is picking back up. As a matter of fact, home building in Maricopa County alone is up 70% from last year. 70%. Now, I know that's using last year is a very, very low benchmark, but we're up 71%. There's a huge lumber yard on Camelback Road in Northern. They've got another little satellite office there. I've been driving by that yard for 5 years, and I mean, it's 17 acres of black asphalt that's just got nothing on it. I drove by the other day, and baby, they've got pallets stacked four levels high. You can't even move in that yard.
What's that road again?
Northern.
And what?
It's going to be about 51st Avenue.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Northern and Camelback. I thought I was like, those are parallel.
No. Northern. I may have said that.
Northern and 51st.
Yeah. Okay. It might even be out a little farther now. It might be about 67th.
Okay.
But I drove by it the other day, and man, they had wrapped glue lamps. They had pallets of 2x4s and ABS and CDX. And I mean, it was all there, baby. And it was exciting. As a matter of fact, just the other day, a supply truck from Foxworth was driving down the street. I mean, it was trusses and it was OSB board. And I mean, it just did my heart good. So activity is up. A great opportunity for y'all to engage in what could be a very productive time to get a remodeling done. But let's get back to Bob before we go back to our tips on how to pick a contractor. Bob has called from Tucson. We do have an open line if you want to jump in. We're talking how to pick a contractor, but we'll take any of your questions. 1-888-767-4348. Bob had a question about a roof leak no one can find and a door settling problem. Welcome back, Bob.
Thank you. Also, I don't know whether it's your program or somewhere else, but I like these home shows. Paint. That you for stucco buildings where you paint and you don't have to paint again for years and years. It's like that stuff you use in the bed of a truck.
Yeah.
And I was wondering about getting my
No. Never, ever, ever put that on your house. Okay?
No.
Never.
If you want it on a house, it would have to be designed for it. And homes are not designed to be, you know, completely sealed on the outside.
Yeah.
Roofing.
Just for the roof.
For the roof, Tom was talking about a product that you called whale skin.
Well, yeah, it's a commercial product, and it's probably it's a pretty expensive product. And what it does is it goes down on a roof, and it's pretty tough. It's you could walk on it with golf shoes and not have to worry about causing a leak on it. But I don't think that's Bob's problem. I think Bob's problem is he has a leak that's manifesting itself by the intake for the HVAC
right.
system. Did I hear that?
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
You know, that's something that I think that, you know, I think John should be answering those questions. He's down in the Tucson area and finding a good roofer in the Tucson area.
Well, Bob, one of the questions I have is that a unit on the roof or is that something that's on the side of the house?
It's on the roof. The AC is on the roof.
Okay. And what kind of roof is that? Is that a flat roof or a pitched roof?
Flat roll.
Okay, because a lot of times the flat roofs have problems when we got our horizontal rain or driving rain that get in up into the roof vents that aren't, you know, they don't have a lot of horizontal protection, so we get a lot of rain entering those vents on the roof. So certainly taking a look at the venting system and how they do have it sealed. How old is your roof?
86.
86, okay. So depending on if
any... it's been treated every few years, I know, because I do it.
Okay.
I used to do it.
Right.
I'm getting too old for that now.
Have you had any work done on the AC unit at all recently?
I had it replaced a few years ago, and I think that's when the leak started.
Yeah. Well, that was my next question, is to see if the fittings were put back correctly and all the flashing around that system was done correctly. You know, so I know there's some good Rosy partners that could take a look at that for you. We're glad to look at that also.
What part of Tucson are you in, Bob?
Huh?
Bob, what part of Tucson are you in?
Northwest.
Okay. Well, let's see. The two roofers we've got, of course, are Castle Roofing and Lions Roofing. Either one of those two would be happy to come by and take a look at it. There's no reason we have to have a leak that you can't find. You just have to get the right person up there looking on it. Now, let's see. He also had a question about a door. Romy, let's bring him back in and talk door. Bob, you had a door question?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The house is shifted, and I've got one door that's about maybe 3/16 out of alignment.
Okay.
And it's a bathroom door. You can't lock, the son of a gun.
Of course. Hey, are you seeing any other settling? Is it cracking at the miter joints in the drywall above the door casing? Is it cracking through any of the tile or the flooring?
One crack in the floor and a tile.
Okay, so you are. And how long ago did you first notice this starting?
It's been like that since we purchased the house, like 14 years ago.
Oh, okay. So we don't have an ongoing problem. All you're going to want to do, Bob, is get a hold of Handyman Connection, Rob Scott in Tucson. Just have him plane the door down. If it's moved and hasn't moved in 14 years, it's probably done moving. You can do the cosmetic repairs, and you'll be all set. So I hope that helps, Bob. We appreciate the kind words about the show. Glad you enjoy the home improvement shows. And never, ever paint stucco with an elastomeric guaranteed for life paint. It's the worst thing in the world you can do for your house.
Not to mention, one of the first things people do when they move into a new home is change the paint color. And you can't really just paint over the top of this stuff. So
it's horrible. It's horrible. There are applications for it, and there are correct places for it, but chances are that isn't at your house.
Straight onto concrete, how it was designed, is really the primary application for dams and
could be
industrial that just have the tilt panel concrete. So it's not something you put on stucco that's got a big air gap with insulation and wood frames and chicken wire and all that behind.
Everything moves and moves and moves.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about how to pick a remodeling contractor for that project you may have in mind. We're trying to encourage you to use that. I promise you this, every hour or day you spend interviewing prospective candidates to get to the right one is going to pay huge dividends, because if you pick the wrong one, you are going to enter a nightmare you are not going to believe. So we're here to protect you from that. You know what? We've got Renovations, remodeling company from Prescott. We've got Assurance Builders from Tucson and Diamond Sky from Sedona. So we appreciate y'all joining us today. What, the Hartmans, what would y'all like homeowners to know in the very beginning of the contractor selection service? What are some of the questions you'd like to have homeowners ask every single person that they're interviewing?
I think it's pretty important that your builder, prospective builder, can take you through homes that he's built and that he has good relationships with the people he's built for.
We have a small community, or our area is rather small.
Small market.
And people, we all shop at the same grocery store, and we see each other there, and it's very easy to say, do you know so-and-so down the street, or take them just on a 10-minute journey to show them something that's similar to what they're asking for.
That would be a great way to establish budgets as well. If we're talking about this theoretical master bathroom remodel, and you can take them to a half a dozen master bathroom remodels you've done in the community, you can kind of say, now this is what, you know, $50 will buy you, and this is what $500 will buy you. It's just a great way to get that paradigm set in their head.
Well, and they can see what they can get for their money.
Yeah.
And also, they can, if you've created a good relationship with your previous clients, they see how happy they are, and they want to be that happy, and that's how we work.
That's one of the tricks of the trade that we want to hear. We want to make sure y'all hear today. If the contractor can take you to his showrooms, which is his prior client's residences, that's probably a pretty good sign you're interviewing someone that's going to do you a good job.
Absolutely correct. I know one of our competitors likes driving people by the houses, and he'll point them out and say, that's one I worked on, but they could do that at about 25, 30 miles an hour.
You know, the other thing a lot of people do right now, John, Assurance Builder, John Reuter, is the website. And there's a lot of things you can, a lot of little preliminary homework you can do on the web. First, go to the Register of Contractors.
Right. The web is a really powerful tool that can really help understand what a contractor has done or not. The Register of Contractors has a list of complaints that have been listed against contractors, and checking the record of a contractor is very important. But you can shop a lot of contractors just by what's on their website. And a lot of websites contain testimonies of clients that have done, been willing to just talk to and just give a testimony about the work that's been done. But the web is a very powerful tool to help do a lot of research.
It really is. And I can't tell y'all how many times we at Rosie on the House are fielding complaints about a remodeling contractor because y'all have come to trust us to help you through any of your remodeling dilemmas. And we get calls, and I say, well, how did you pick the contractor? Well, they gave me a list of referrals. Did you call any of the referrals? No, I didn't call them. I didn't ask. When we get back, we're going to encourage you not only call the referrals, but we're going to give you some secret questions to ask all when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.